what's up with that? What's up? What's up? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up? What's up? What's up with that? What's up? 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 What's up with that?
Check, check. Check, check. Check, check. Check.
This feels really weird.
Hello, check, check, check.
No, I look like I'm this techno bum. Okay. If McCain was... What would you cook for McCain?
If McCain was coming to dinner, what would you cook?
Yeah.
Those guys right there. They're right. Sitting ducks.
No, I won't go. No, it's...
What up?
No, I know.
Hello, check, check.
You want to answer questions, internet radio show? No? Have a good night. Oh, second season. I forgot to mention that.
The season premiere.
The season, well, yeah. It's the only way you can get them. The fall lineup. Wow. You want to ask some questions, internet radio show?
Sure, man.
All right. If you were cooking dinner for Obama, what would you cook him?
Poison cyanide! Go cyanide!
No, fucking curry.
Go change!
Chicken fucking curry, alright?
Change! I swear to God, change is coming! What change means, I don't know. Because you know what?
But
I'm bringing
Obama,
change.
Not McCain.
No, McCain is a
okay, what would you. Hold on, okay. What would you cook McCain then if he came over for dinner?
I don't fucking know. Not change, though, because I don't change
That's
shit.
Because
I don't know what change
people
means.
People that are for McCain don't have creative ideas. That's
Except
why.
Except change means nothing. Change.
All right, next one. Internet radio show. You want to ask some questions real quick for an internet radio show in its second season?
What are the questions?
Well, the first one, if you were going to cook McCain or Obama dinner, what would you cook them?
Now, who are we talking about? Either or?
Well, whatever one you want to choose, both, singular. They're both eating there together. I mean,
they are eating there together.
If you want them to come in.
I have to cook them both the same dish.
Obama.
No, you can cook different, multiple meals.
Obama would have chicken wings,
yeah.
Watermelon, and...
Cornbread.
What would McCain have?
What would McCain have?
A steak dinner, 25 beers, and...
And a Bible.
Yeah.
Nice. How's it going? I didn't see you there. You want to ask questions, internet radio show, real quick? No? You want to? All right, if you're going to cook Obama or McCain dinner, and McCain dinner, what would you cook them?
I'm cooking Obama some fried chicken.
Yeah, man, southern.
Little white rice, slide of gravy, little green beans.
Yes. Smothered chicken.
All right, what would you make for McCain?
Not a damn thing.
Nah, I got to tell him, you ain't invited. I'm a Democrat all the way.
And so you wouldn't have him over for dinner. What if they said they were going to debate in your living room? All you gotta do is cook his dinner.
McCain ain't allowed in my house.
For real, I'm sorry. I feel like a traitor.
You guys, questions real quick? You look like you want something to say.
I got a lot to say. What you wanna ask?
My first question was, if McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
You said McCain or Obama.
And Obama. They're gonna debate in your living room, just you.
What would I cook them?
Yeah.
I cook them some chickens.
That's it? Any more special?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Obama, I'll cook Obama, you know what I'm saying? Some biscuits, some gravy, you know what I'm saying? Because Obama is the man. McCain, I'll probably cook him, you know what I'm saying? Some regular toast and butter, you know what I'm saying?
Burnt toast?
Yeah, burnt toast. Yeah, that is true.
That's what he said.
Huh?
That's what he said.
McCain to get some toast from me, burnt toast with some butter on it. And
a dog, he's got to be collared up.
No, no. Huh? Jelly. I can't do expired jelly, you know what I'm saying? Still, you know what I'm saying?
Marmalade. I enjoy orange marmalade.
You know what I'm saying? He can get you erased, but you know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, I'm going to cook him some toast. Obama getting that biscuits and gravy.
I respect each individual for who they are and who they respect. You can't respect, like, you know, like today, of today, there's still racism going on. I'm not for, like, I'm not going for just Obama before the for the race factor.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for change, you know what I mean? I'm doing it for change. If McCain was representing, like, helping everybody out, I'm not talking about just the rich and the poor.
And the elderly.
I could respect that, but he's not respecting, you know what I mean? He's not for helping the rich or the poor. I don't know what Obama's actually representing either. He's just representing change. I could respect change in America.
Yeah, because we in terrible
I can't respect the same shit that's going on in America.
All right.
If you look at it, everybody who's trying to change America has been assassinated.
Yeah.
Everybody who's being negative towards America is getting off scot-free. You could have a brother in war right now. Your younger brother could be in war.
Or my sister.
He doesn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
See, the whole thing that I've heard, you know what I'm saying, on TV is that, you know what I'm saying, McCain wants to change cars, you know what I'm saying, and we all can't afford these hybrid cars, you know what I'm saying.
But I'm paid.
For the high gas.
For the high gas.
But Obama wants to take, you know what I'm saying, the gas is going to keep on rising, but he wants to make benefits for, you know what I'm saying, for the gas, you know what I'm saying. So the whole thing about that is, you know what I'm saying, that's still Obama is saying, you know what I'm saying, the gas is going to go up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the truth. The gas is going to go up, but we want to make benefits out of that. We want to give people, you know what I'm saying?
The gas is not my problem.
Healthcare for elderly is my problem.
Yeah,
and poverty is my problem.
Hey, are we going to do this or really?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
I really need a beer.
Okay, really quick then. If you were going to cook McCain and Obama dinner, what would you cook them? They're coming over to your house, and you're going to cook them dinner.
I'd cook McCain a big old T-bone, some potatoes and corn. Obama, hell, I'd cook him the same thing. We raise beef for a living.
4-H?
No. It's too poor.
I'm sorry. Do you win a prize?
You got money to pay for college.
Internet radio show. Want some questions real quick?
I can answer some questions.
All right, first one. It's a doozy. You have McCain and Obama coming over to your house for dinner. What do you cook for them? Because they're going to give a debate in your living room.
Fucking barbecue.
Anything in particular?
Fucking ribs.
Fucking sides.
Fucking corn and mashed potatoes and green beans.
Cooler.
Fucking beer. Gotta have beer.
All right. If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
Probably meat and potatoes for McCain. Seems like a real meat and potatoes kind of guy. Maybe make sure he's got his fiber. He's older. Yeah, it's important. Fiber, you got to keep regular.
Yeah, what if he got on your dining room furniture?
Yeah, exactly. So, and Obama, I don't know. I don't know what I'd feed him. Probably the same thing. I don't want to say like something stupid like fried chicken and watermelon. Yeah, exactly.
We had that earlier.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to say something like that, but he'd probably enjoy that too. I make pretty good fried chicken.
Food's food.
Food is food, exactly.
Yeah? Internet radio show, yeah.
Man.
All right.
What do you got?
If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
Turkey.
Anything else?
Some stuffing. I like a good Thanksgiving dinner with some politicians.
And they were going to debate in your living room.
Yeah.
Lectern and podium,
right,
everything.
Right.
They were going to write these speeches, too.
They were?
Yeah, this. Yeah, it's a very intimate.
Asking what I would ask?
No, well, what would you ask?
What I would ask, one is the meaning of life, because I, you know, it's just...
You just like putting them on the spot?
Yeah, just to see someone quibble. And the other is just how to improve the country, in a actual serious question, you know?
And the rest will be just the scripts from the previous debates.
Pretty much.
Questions Internet Radio Show?
What's that?
Show What's Up With That? We're in our second season.
Okay.
So this is when we started last year, the Friday before classes. You want to answer some questions?
Sure.
All right. If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
I would cook them chicken. I mean, I don't really know why, but I don't think you can go wrong with chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Now, that's what I was about to say. Now, what kind of chicken you can't really say? There's the barbecue chicken, then there's the grilled chicken, and then there's spicy chicken. So I think between the two of them, they'd probably like grilled chicken, maybe like some beer batter chicken. I don't know. I don't know how, you know, other guys like their beer or whatever, but I'd say grilled chicken.
With you know, an assortment of a potpourri of different flavorings.
Oh, yeah. I'd give them the plethora of all chicken. So, I mean, chicken, we're in America, and they're the American president, you know? So, can you go wrong with chicken? No. So, I'd give them, what I would try to do is just set out this plethora of chicken choices, and then I'd let them decide.
Probably about it.
If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them? That was my lead, but you were wearing the vest. So I changed it.
I would make them sausage, potato, and green beans.
Like a casserole?
It's a mix. Haven't you ever had it?
Or casserole.
Yeah, but do you put it in the oven and bake it?
No, you put it in a pot and bake it.
Yeah, in the oven?
No, on the stove.
Oh, on the stove top.
You put potatoes, green beans, and sausage in a pot with water. Cook it all together until it's done, and then you just have it.
So it's like a stovetop casserole.
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, I know.
Some questions, internet radio show.
What?
Real quick, internet radio show I do.
Why not?
Second season. All right. If you had McCain and Obama coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook for them?
I'd cook for Obama, but I'd probably make it vegetarian.
Nothing for McCain?
I'd make him cookies and probably some vegetarian food too. Why not? Can I do it for both?
Yeah, no, they're both coming. They're okay, like, hey, we're, you know, Daniel, we're gonna do a debate in your living room. We got our lectern and platform people, you know, and our pedestal people, and they're going to bring them in, and they're going to argue in your living room.
Yeah, I would totally cook them up. Maybe something, maybe some special brownies, I don't know. No. It would be something, it would have to be something good, something to kind of encourage them to say things they might not normally say, but not some sort of drunken stupor, just something more creative.
If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook for them?
For McCain, I would cook a Cornish hen. For Obama, I would probably do like something a little more like a little more postmodern. I don't know.
Postmodern.
I mean,
like postmodern meal. Like you serve them blank plates. Lead fiesta.
Lead. Yeah, exactly. I would just like blank plates, and then if Obama complained, I'd be like, you
did
know,
did you eat your lead?
Yeah, did you eat your lead? Yeah, that's
lead fiesta wear.
Yeah, lead fiesta wear. No, okay, I'm just joking about that. But the point is, for Obama, I'd pick something a little more... I'd pick up a little more of a flourish.
I don't know.
I would really need some time to prepare.
But if you see me next week, give me what you would do. Your dinner plan, because
they're going to debate for McCain. For McCain, I would pick something truly fucking plain.
Are they going to be eating while they're debating or not?
Because McCain...
If you want them to.
Because McCain...
You can have a dinner debate and then the living room debate.
Right. It's going to take me about a week to figure out what I want for Obama. It's gonna take me about a week.
Okay.
So find me again. I'll be around here. I'm gonna be buying cigarettes there, or I'll be, you know,
I'm usually by this brick
or
wall.
Or I'll be putting money out of that ATM there. You'll find me at this corner
eventually.
Sounds good. And when I'm back, I'll have an answer for you.
Sounds great. Thanks. All right. Have a good night.
No problem.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. You?
Want
some questions real quick? Internet radio show?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait.
What impressions do you want?
No, not impressions. Well, do you have impressions?
No. Impressions of what questions?
If McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
Would I cook them? I would probably offer them sushi, just to see if McCain could stomach it and if Obama could swallow it. The same thing.
Any particular kind of sushi?
Yeah, actually yellowtail, because like there's a lot of yellow-bellied candidates out there, and I just want to see how they react to eating their own.
Internet radio show?
All
right.
Sorry, first.
The first one is, if McCain and Obama were coming over to your house for dinner, what would you cook them?
Well, McCain, I'd give him a steak.
I would slap Obama in the face with my dick. And then, McCain, I would cook him the finest meal of his life.
Any specifics on that meal?
Whatever he wants, dude. That motherfucker's gonna rule the world.
Excuse me, would you like to answer questions for an internet radio show?
Yeah, I've got a few minutes.
What's your name?
All right, if you had McCain and Obama over for dinner, what would you cook for them?
Probably some form of pasta, because that's about the only thing I can cook.
Like, what's your favorite pasta? They're gonna give a debate in your living room. They're expecting some effort.
Actually, it'd probably be a chicken parmesan. from the description.
Nice. Any particular, all from scratch, or?
Well, I'd probably bread the chicken using shake and bake just because I'm lazy.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm not eager. That's the way to calm down.
Weren't you doing political questions earlier?
Yeah, the first one is just... Kidding. No, if you were going to cook dinner for McCain and Obama, they were coming over to your house because they're going to have a debate in your living room.
At the same time.
They're coming over for a debate. You got to cook dinner. What do you cook?
Pork chops.
I would cook a different thing for McCain than for Obama.
Why?
Because they are so different from each other.
I disagree.
I would cook for Obama. Who would you cook for?
I would cook for both because I'm a positive host. I accept all into my company. I may disagree. But I would serve pork chops with garlic mashed potatoes, asparagus, and hominy.
What seasoning?
Paprika.
That's it?
Oh, my hominy, yeah.
Okay.
But we could also
isn't that stuff in the can that tastes really weird?
No, hominy's kind of corn. It's corn that's like held later.
Do they put it in? Yeah! No, it tastes really weird.
It's plumped corn.
Are you supposed to prepare it out of the can?
Yes.
Like, actually, how?
It's the best. You, like, take it out of the can, and then saucepan. Heat it up. It tastes phenomenal.
I think this woman ate it cold, and I tried some, and I was like, wow, that is disgusting.
Have you ever had lima beans?
Yes.
Do you like lima beans?
I don't eat them that often.
But do you like them? That wasn't the question.
No, I like it, yeah, if they're cooked.
It's more earthy. If you like earthy kind of tasting vegetables.
Okay.
How many, though?
Obama would eat them. McCain would throw them on the ground, stomp on them, then run them over with his pickup truck.
That's not true.
You don't think McCain would?
Obama would flip-flop as to whether or not
Summer,
he
actually,
liked them.
You know?
Obama would take, like, 10 minutes to decide whether or not he liked them. Or
it's
not.
True.
It is true. But he would make the right decision. And he would actually pull out of Iraq. So, you know.
Okay.
Personally, I think we should all vote 2036.
You guys, some questions for an internet radio show?
You gotta be getting a lot of that tonight.
Oh, man. Well, this is the second season of it. But the opener, yeah, is that McCain-Obama question, cooking for him. That has been... That should be a poll question, then. And you can hear it. It's all on the internet.
Hey, I'll give you something. Record me. Ready?
No, I listened to what you were saying earlier. I'm not going
to. Oh, no, you don't have to. You don't have to say anything.
No, I heard.
Oh, you heard what? How do you feel right now?
Eddie, I'm fucking drunk, and I'm good mood right now.
I feel that there's a change coming on with Obama. He's going to do something for this country.
Change,
he's going to move us into a new millennium.
Change.
Wait, hold on.
A new international policy, new domestic policy. He's going to move us on to the new millennium. That's going to bring us to a new domestic and international policy with the USA. That's going to bring us to a new
point. Hey, change right now.
How do you feel right now?
Pretty fucking good, right?
Good, yeah.
Okay, vests, your views.
Vests kick ass.
Yeah,
suit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, pronounce this word.
Obfuscation.
Obfuscation? I mean, that's a weird-ass word. Do you know what it means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means I fucking suck.
It means to conceal.
It means or to
like,
change.
Yeah, like obfuscation.
Basically exactly what our government's been doing now and exactly why Obama needs to be elected the president.
Hey, what Obama stands for? Change. Know what that means? Nothing. Because change, he's a no.
Change is the future.
Illinois governors mean
change
shit.
Is the future.
Illinois senators mean shit. I'm from Illinois. Our state senators mean American.
I'm from Indiana. And Obama did a great job against Hillary. He's going to do a great job against McCain.
John McCain, number one. I have more friends who are not in the military. And everyone in the military wants McCain.
Okay, so there's the website.
Small ass part.
You'll read it with your glasses.
Thank you.
Where's the website?
I'll take your garbage.
Okay, you're no, collected. That's fine. Yeah, that's what the show is.
Hey,
not green. Garbage. I love it.
I have a question for you. What car is more friendly in the environment? The Prius or the Hummer H1?
More friendly to what?
Yes, the environment. The Hummer.
What environment? The economic environment? The
physical-biological
environment?
No, the physical-biological environment. Please tell me.
It depends on like how each tool, though.
Okay, excuse me.
There's no generalized statement.
If I'm driving my car daily to work every morning, what car is more friendly environment? The Hummer H1 or the Prius?
Well, like I said, it's...
Please tell me.
I don't know.
Okay, Priuses, how do you get the batteries from?
I'm not sure.
Strip mining from Canada. And where do you think it goes from there? China. Across the sea. You think that's a friendly environment? No, it doesn't really. Then it goes to Japan where the batteries actually made.
Then it goes back to America. Whereas the H1 is just fucking pollute the environment. Whereas the Prius destroys the environment by strip mining millions of acres, right?
Correct? Yeah, no, for the battery, yeah, I had no idea.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Google H1 versus Prius. Friendly versus... So,
this is a study on the internet?
Yes, it's a PDF file. I'm sorry. Right.
No, it's fine. No, I'll be able to find it. I'll link to it when I put the show up.
Please do.
Thanks, appreciate it. Have a good
night.
Sorry
if I offended
you. No, you're fine. No offense. Okay, how do you feel right now?
I feel great. Yeah. I feel fucking great. I feel like McCain's going to beat Obama in the elections.
All right. Vests, how do you feel?
Vests. Bulletproof vests.
Kevlar vests.
Sweater
vests.
Get more of them. I hope Obama's
Silk
got
vests.
One.
Wow. Damn.
That ain't me. That's just what I heard.
Yeah. No, I don't. I won't. There's no names.
What is your fucking show here?
It's What's Up With That? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
So you are not Ryan Hill.
No, I'm not.
Is it on the radio?
It's on the internet right now.
Are you a podcast?
You can call it that.
I slap by.
No, whatever.
Dad, you're on podcast.
The last one is, will you scat for us?
I will only scat on Obama's face.
Dude, damn. Skibbity bop.
It's Trey from Fish.
Skibbity bop. Damn. Fucking McCain is going to win this shit. America is going to triumph on the world. Fuck Obama. He fucks everything up. He is not a man. He is a vagina. USA. Fuck you. USA. And fuck USA. This. This USA. Shit is not even connected to a goddamn thing. You suck my fucking balls, you faggot motherfucker. Suck my dick.
Thank you.
USA.
How's it going? Yes, questions, internet radio show?
I'm glad there's somebody out here trying to get the information.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, that's what I actually, internet radio show, you want to ask some questions in a second?
What the fuck?
Let's see. This is the website. This is the second season, so I was out here last year this time, the Friday before.
We can hear ourselves on you. This is soon, right?
Yeah, and so these are all last year's seasons. You can go to that website. There's like 28.
Okay. And which ones will we be on?
You'll be on in probably like a week. I'm going to try to have a week turnaround this time.
All right.
Be tighter on the editing. And
he just didn't want to get laid.
Yeah. Out here, what's up with that? It's definitely, I gave you one, right? You remember it from last year,
you said.
Yeah,
man, I didn't see my last thing I did.
Oh, really? See, so we got this lame gimmick.
Look.
Anyone who recognizes it, there's a little, like, CD sampler with two episodes on it. And, like, an intro. And it's probably my mom. She came down, and we're both on there. It's hilarious. So we did an intro, and then there's, like, two of the episodes.
So what are you trying to do?
I like recording audio and asking questions.
What are your future goals?
What's up with that? The show's What's Up With That. My goal is, I guess, for people to listen and say, what's up with that?
Radio stations.
Nah, it's just the internet.
How do you feel right now?
How do I feel? I mean, I feel cool. Like, I feel a little tired. Like, me and my friend right here, we're just sitting down chilling.
Yeah,
like,
that's what we're doing. I gotta go to the bathroom, though. So, it's journey to Taco Bell.
Exactly, man. Like, I mean, we all gotta use the restroom. I mean, it's human nature.
Taco Bell's it.
Taco Bell's what's up, dude. They got the best restrooms in Lafayette. You know what I'm saying?
I know. J&C always rates them highly.
Exactly. I agree, man.
All right. Vests. How do you feel about them?
Vests?
Thanks, nice man.
Sweater vest? Are we talking about sweater vest or leather
vest?
You
got everything. Leather, sweater vests.
I personally, plaid. I'm all about the sweater vest. I mean, I know some people think it's stupid, but I mean, can you really go wrong with sweater vest? You put the button-up shirt on, you put the tie, and then the sweater vest over it, and you're golden. My bad, man.
You're fine.
I mean, you put the sweater vest over it, and then you're a Mac, dude. You got whatever you need.
Will you scat for us?
Will I what? Scat. What's scat?
Skip it about buddy to bum bout bow to book about bow bum bow.
I mean, I'm a dancer at heart,
so that's,
man.
That's scatting. You're moving your body.
You
make noise with your mouth then.
I mean, unfortunately, all you have is a video.
Besides words.
Like, I mean, I make love with my body movements. Like, I'm a dancer at heart.
These people can't see your body movements. So translate your essence in a noise from your mouth other than a word.
All right. That's all I got, man.
That's awesome.
I know that was terrible, but...
No, this is good.
Take it.
Right, no problem. Here, I got a card for the website.
I got to be on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the internet. If you don't want to be, I'll delete it.
No, please do, man. Right. By all means.
Yeah. You're cool?
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
Thanks.
Right on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one. You're the same. All right. Radio show? All right. You got some questions, internet radio show?
Yeah.
No. All right.
Where on him yet?
I'm going to ask you questions real quick. Internet radio show?
No? Okay.
Have a good night.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, it's going to be tough.
Oh, my God.
Well, stop talking for a minute.
They're there, you know.
They'll be there when you're alone.
Yeah, true. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, bro.
We're revisiting it. How do you feel right now?
I'm a little perplexed by the last question.
Good.
Other than that, feeling pretty good. Getting to go have a drink.
Awesome. Vests, your views.
On vests?
Vests.
Sweater vests or regular vests?
What do you got?
Cowboy vests?
Go on, about all of them.
I don't know.
Cowboy vests.
Cowboy vests? Cowboy vests look good on cowboys. Pretty gay on everybody else. Doug Funny, Nickelodeon, he had a good sweater vest.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen Quail Man.
Quail Man, exactly.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was belt in the head and underwear under it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought of it.
Yeah. There's a picture of it online.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you won't miss it.
Your website or no?
Actually, it's on the Facebook group page for
okay,
it.
Okay, well,
I should
fine.
Put it up there. I can't remember, but...
Okay.
All right, next one. Will you scat for us?
I don't... Good Humor Man will, but I can't. Sorry.
Bow.
Scoop-bop, bit-a-bop, bit-a-bop, boop. That's it. That's about all I get scat I got.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, there's... No, that's it. You got anything else?
No, I don't.
I'll say, here's a card.
Awesome.
It's the website.
Thanks.
Check it out.
Sure will.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Had a good time. Thanks.
No problem.
See ya. Gotcha. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty content. Let things turn out the way they turn out. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. When we came down here, it was quite exciting. There hasn't been this many people.
Really? Yeah. Well,
I did this last year, so I was really looking forward to starting it again.
Are you broadcasting or something?
No, I'm recording. In my bag.
Oh,
I put it on the internet. I'll give you a card at the end.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Two more. Vests, your views.
What's up with that?
What kind of vests?
Whatever you got.
I think the more colors, the better.
What specific topic?
With vests.
We were talking about vests.
Vests?
Since you just want to jump in. We'll get more.
I mean, I don't mean to...
No, you're fine. You got a pocket on your shirt.
I do have a pocket on
my shirt.
And it's
a t-shirt.
Thank you.
That's how you class it up.
Okay.
That's what I say. Vests.
The vests? I think that vests should clash fundamentally with the shirt you're wearing underneath, but enough to keep it, working.
Oi. You got any other vest views?
Yeah. And vests... shouldn't make you sweat like too much, like if it's too hot outside.
Completely, like
not a fashion statement. Functional.
Find a fabric that breathes. Enough.
Cotton.
Yeah, of course, cotton. I mean, you can do a lot with cotton.
Okay.
Will you have to be silk?
Will you scat for us?
Will I scat?
No, I won't.
Okay, I will.
Skill out now, no, no, that, bow, 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 bow. Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Here, I got a card for the website.
You want scat after that? Make a noise. The Media Collective.
Chicka ba da ba da chicka ba pa.
It's kind of like the Doug Show.
With my bit, zip, 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 zip,
I just want to let that
That's
out.
Fine. Well, I'm out every Friday. Done. There's a home game.
Okay.
Is there a home
every
game
Friday?
No, but it's the Friday.
I know, but he needs to be out every time there's a home game. Every time there's a home game, you're out.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Usually right here. I'm trying to get to the bathroom.
All right. Awesome.
Way good running. So I went out last year on the Friday before classes.
Oh yeah.
And just asked people like what was on their mind, what they thought about.
Yeah, that's really good, man. It's really good. You should ask people what they think about the fact that the three debates between McCain and Obama, all moderators are old white guys between 65 and 74.
Like, that could be one for next week.
Yeah, next week. Think about it.
Awesome.
Anyway, we got to go.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Oh, McCain.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, we'll put it on there. How do you feel right now?
Pretty good. I'm tired, but good.
Vests, your views.
Depends on the occasion.
Right now.
Right now, it's a little warm, I feel, for vests.
Marriage.
Really? Not any of my business. Whatever you want to do, that's cool.
What if you got married? Would you wear a vest?
I'd wear a coat over it.
Cummerbund.
Yeah, I think I would prefer a combo bun, actually.
You would?
Than a vest, yeah.
Would it coordinate?
I would say so, yeah.
All right. Last one. Will you scat for us? Scoobity-bop.
Scoobity-doobity-bop, boop-bop, scoobity-doobity-bop,
scoobity-doobity-bop. Scoobity-bop,
Christopher Reeves. Sonny Bono sees horses and he's hitting some trees.
Come up with that yourself?
No, that's Eminem.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he scatted and then said that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with that jingle.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you don't expose yourself to rap, that's cool.
No, I do. I just don't know that one.
Oh, well.
Which album was it on lately? Older?
No, that's older. That's like...
The white album where he's sitting like this and it's got a few phone calls on it?
No, I think it's Marshall Mathers LP, pretty sure.
Do you know? Are you an Eminem fan?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't. I just listen to him every now and again.
That's cool.
Is that okay? Does that meet your tough music credentials?
No. Actually, I have a very limited music selection I listen to. I'm actually kind of... I'm not a closet music freak or anything, you know. I think being a nerd about anything really isolates you from the general population because you have to suffer for the general population's ignorance. So if you just be ignorant, then you don't have to suffer anybody else's ignorance.
Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Would you have to live for the people?
I guess it depends on what you want to do. I guess you'd actually have to care about what it was in order to isolate yourself from that. From the population like that.
So are you a nerd in any way?
Kind of, yeah. I'm kind of a gamer type. I play a lot of D&D, that sort of thing.
Board game geek?
Not as much.
You go there? You don't play board games?
Oh, I play them. I mean, I'll play the occasional game of Settlers of Catan, but...
You play Starship Catan?
I have not. I've heard that's good.
Well, there's Starfleet, and then there's Starship. Internet radio.
Whoa!
Do you play board games?
No.
You play Settlers of Catan?
I play Catchphrase. Does that count?
No, it's like a party game.
Oh, it's such a party game.
You play Settlers of Catan?
No.
No?
I play Life.
That's not a board game.
I win! Woo!
Did you win Life?
Yes, I have.
No, Jackie. How do you feel right now?
Fucking great. Is it censored?
No, it's internet.
It's fucking great. I feel fucking great.
That's fucking good. Vests, what are your views?
Vests. As far as what, like
sweater vests, polo vests, button vests, zipper vests.
Has to be a polo. You gotta look nice.
Cummerbunds.
No.
Ever?
No.
Weddings.
Maybe.
Funerals.
No.
Pallbearer.
Pallbearer, yes.
Okay. Will you scat for us?
I can't scat.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, man. Yeah. Hey, I got a card for the website.
All right.
Let me know.
Right. Well, okay, how does that make you feel right now, then?
How does it make me feel?
Actually, I don't like the poverty, but me, it's like, but I'm from Gary, Indiana, and when Obama, he came to Roosevelt High School, I wanted to go, but I couldn't, but I did
watch the problem is you can help everybody else over there in other countries.
But not here.
You got to start here. You can't go over there fighting the war that you started.
Yes,
you started the war. We didn't start that war, and you sending innocent people to go over there and die, man.
That's exactly why I said Obama is right, because, you know what I'm saying, when I said that hybrid cars, it's all good. When I said that hybrid car stuff, that's basically saying, you know what I'm saying, oh, we're going to change that for a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
If you're going to do hybrid cars, why not stop smoking, take cigarettes out the shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Take cigarettes out the stores.
Basically, keep the rich, and, you know what I'm saying, keep the rich.
That's the game, you know, that's how they play.
Yeah, and Obama's saying, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take the money.
The rich get richer and the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Yeah, Obama's saying we're getting benefits. I'm believing in these benefits that we're getting because the gas is going up. I'm believing in it.
So that would go into the next question. Vests, your views.
My views is...
About vests.
Vests. I don't know what you mean by the word vest, but you know what I'm saying?
Like decorative, bulletproof vest came up earlier. Like a corduroy vest.
How you feel? You can have like... Wear a vest?
Yeah. How do you feel? Yeah. Just the vest itself. It came up, I didn't accidentally. I yelled at someone at Payless. I was like, nice vest. When he was pushing the car. It was just the moment, and I felt really bad afterwards. And so, the vests could mean that much. You know, how do they make you feel?
How does vests? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's his job. That's who he has to wear his job. That's his job.
Vests are nice. I wouldn't personally wear them, because, you know what I'm saying, none of them would look nice on me, because I got a bigger frame. But, you know what I'm saying, vests are nice, you know what I'm saying, for the right person.
Yeah, they accent.
Yeah.
You wear a suit or something.
It makes you look sophisticated. It makes you look like you got something to offer.
The follow-up, cummerbunds. That big, like, belt thing that's over your belly?
It's like right around here for your tuxedo, because I was an orchestra
mainly
and I had to wear
weddings, man. Mainly big for weddings.
Yeah. I'd be like that. I agree on getting married, so I'm going to wear one day. Yeah, I wore one when because I was an orchestra.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and
I never wore
we always wear a tuxedo.
No, I understand.
I
saw it. They just kind of go together. Okay. Will you scat for us? No one scatted for me. Skip the bop, zee bop, bop, do bop.
These are more like freestyle.
Whatever you want.
Really good freestyle.
When I say scat.
You the rapper. You got all the rap.
He won't. He was going to, but he was like,
Nah, hey, dude, you bust one with me.
Greg, bust one. All right, I'll bust one if you bust one. Go ahead. You go first.
Do like a trade-off.
That's what I'm saying.
You start
that's
what and I'm then. Saying. Man, one, two, three. Go, someone.
Go ahead. Yeah, spin it, Greg.
Come on.
You go first. Let's go, Greg. All right, cool. Let's see. I'm the 2-1 last best. It's your boy, the D-I-N-O, with the flow, with the G-O-L-D. Man, y'all should know. I rep the 219. I rep it real hard. I'm in the L right now. We going real hard. My homeboy goes spit something for the people. You know what it is.
See, I'm hot like flame. That's why they call me burning. See, if you get knocked out by me, your body's gonna be turning. I'm itching for a pistol. See, nothing wrong with me is an issue. I tear people up like tissue, one by one. If you keep messing with me, man, my boy got a gun. See, we roll by the tons, deep and out. Messing around with me and you gonna see what we about.
I spit that high fire, y'all know what the name is. The 219 gangster, y'all spit that flame is. Everybody know when you stuck to my crew, we got the 22s, the Glocks, and the Uzis for you. So you don't even want to step because you know what it is. Because I got that 9 in my pocket and a pocket knife going in your back, kid. Everybody already know it's the D-I-N-O with the flow, with the boy Golden Wing. Y'all, let's go.
I'll come to you. I'll just start walking.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to pick it up. But she started on the phone.
That was
awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
How do you feel right now? Real quick.
I'm feeling drunk.
I'm feeling the American people need a third party candidate.
Exuberant. Good.
Your views on vests.
Love them.
Are they zippy or pullover?
What's the difference? Or not physically, but to you. One's zippy. He's wearing a zippy vest.
A zippy vest is easier access.
Button-up vest.
She's got a point.
Buttons are more intellectual.
Unbuttoned button vest.
But it's not corduroy, though.
Unbuttoned button vest means that an intellectual boy is asking for it.
An unbuttoned button vest just means that you're a slob. If you can't fucking wear your fucking vest, then...
Well, I mean, I had a professor that had a button vest, and...
Unbutton vest?
He, like, buttoned it inappropriately, like...
like the second on the third,
like,
and...
three buttons, and it was like, yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Yes. Again?
Okay. I support all of those views.
All right. It is. Last one.
What are you doing this for? Let's go.
I have a card. Media Collective, what's up with that? This is a show not hosted by Ryan Hill. That's Ryan Hill. I'm not him.
It's not hosted by Ryan Hill.
No, that's Ryan Hill.
That's tight. It's a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Do we have to sign anything to get this?
No, I don't make money off of it. I figure your items are all free. If you don't want to be on, just tell me. I'll delete it.
It's legal for you to do this. So.
I know, but if you don't want it, delete you. I won't put you on the internet. No names.
Could you give me the web address?
Yeah, I got a card. I'll give you.
Oh no, not if you're wasting mic space.
Oh, it doesn't matter. TheMediaCollective.org.
Some of us want to be political candidates in the future.
Okay, you want me to distort your voice? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
That may sound robotic.
No, make her sound like me.
Like I don't use any names or anything.
It's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
If you really don't want to be on it. You got one.
I don't care because I think I'm a third party American and I'm not represented anywhere.
You're not libertarian?
Yes, she is.
Just because my boyfriend is doesn't mean I am.
Yes, you are.
Just scat right now.
I can't. I couldn't.
I believe in abortion. I believe in. I believe in.
Do a boo da ba ba ba
now. Shibidi bop. I believe in capital punishment. I believe in
criminal
limiting
really,
yeah. capital.
I don't believe.
I believe in limiting welfare.
Punishment with a capital P.
In a conservative fiscal policy.
Real quick.
Basically, in a nutshell, it makes me a libertarian, I suppose.
I believe in a conservative fiscal policy. I do not believe in capital punishment. I believe.
Never, ever.
I will.
Go for it.
You'll be next.
And I believe in gay rights. So.
Yes,
I believe abortion is. Agreeable by law.
Okay, one more question.
I concur.
You just saw that. What happened?
I wasn't paying any attention. I didn't see anything.
Same question. What happened?
What happened? God is experiencing itself.
Right.
It's true. What's your question?
What you were just talking about.
Answer. If you're asking if am I pro-abortion, no. Anti-abortion, totally. Are you asking why?
Pro-choice.
Do it.
It's murder. Human life begins at the point of conception.
Which like the thought?
Not the thought.
No, he's an actual doctor.
When a sperm inseminates the egg, that's conception.
Until he gets a girl pregnant.
She's a total liar. I've never gotten a girl pregnant. She's a total liar.
Did you see that video on Funny or Die? The spray on condom?
I have not, but Funny or Die is awesome.
Check it out. Look on the spray on condom.
I will check that out, and that will probably not change my views.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. You got a card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. This website will be on. Thank you. We're out every Friday before a game.
No names.
No names. Don't worry.
I love sex.
All right. On that note, thanks. All right. Have a good one.
Whoa! I love the chocolate. Chocolate.
Peanut butter or peanut brittle?
I love chocolate with peanut butter. Just peanut butter, not peanut brittle. Shit's gross. I love Will Ferrell. I'd have man sex with him.
Oh, sorry.
Whew.
How's it going? Answer questions, internet radio show? All right.
Nothing like riling them up there, man.
Man, that was, if that's any indication of how the rest of the season's going to go, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah. You got people looking.
I know. Oh, sorry. You want to answer questions, internet radio show? Real quick? No? All right. You want to answer questions, internet radio show?
No, sir.
Hi, guys.
No? You want to answer questions, internet radio show?
Nope.
No? All right. Sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. I was actually talking about vests to people, and you're wearing one right now. Can I get your thoughts about them? See?
Vests, you're being used.
That's really random, but...
It is. You're the first.
I'm really the first person.
Yeah, you're the only one I've seen so far.
I'm
We've
proud.
We've had the whole race.
I am definitely proud of wearing a vest. I feel special wearing one, but it's not that often that I do wear one, so I mean, I can't say too much about them.
Cummerbunds, that was the follow-up.
I'm not wearing cummerbunds.
No. How do you feel? Cummerbunds. Ever?
They gotta be pigs. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
From the Simpsons, so that's the only reason why I say it.
All right. How do you feel right now? Feel free to jump in anytime.
I'm good right now. I mean, yeah, I'm good.
How do you feel right now?
I feel fantastic right now.
I'm feeling all right. Can't complain.
Right. I've had a few in me. I'm feeling good.
Good. Vests. Your views.
Vests?
Vests.
How do you feel about the clothing? Vests? Personally, I think they're for homos. I'm not a big fan of vests, actually. Like, the vests, like... Cut off vest, right? With like three buttons, vest.
Yeah, that's a vest.
Yeah, no, yeah, homos.
Kind of faggish.
But hey, you know, if you want to rock it, yeah, that's dude, you.
If that's
Cummerbunds.
You, if that's you, it's you.
Cummerbunds? Shoe buckle. You know, that's all I have to say to that.
I agree.
Pronounce that word.
word.
I can't even do it.
Can you not do
no,
it?
No, I found it in the dictionary.
What's it mean?
To obscure. Or like,
to obscure?
Yeah, to like shield or
why
shadow.
Can't you not just say obscure?
It's a different word. I saw it on the internet. So it made me look up like, I think that's obscure, but obfuscation or something.
Obfuscination?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Same.
It's too big a word.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Have a good night.
You don't need to say it.
Yeah.
Obscure.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot easier. Have a good night. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right, we gotta ditch the word one.
What?
We gotta ditch
the word.
Why? Don't pronounce it. Bad negative vibes.
What radio show?
It's called What's Up With That.
What's Up With That?
Yeah, it's in its second season now. So I was out here last year, the Friday before classes.
Okay.
And that one, do you have anything on your mind? That was the first question we asked them.
Do I have anything on my mind? I don't have anything on my mind.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
How do you feel right now?
Hey, don't even look at him. Just give it to him.
I'm not content, that's for sure. You know, I mean, and no one really should be because there's always room for improvement. But I really don't think that, that America's been... utilizing everyone's the resources, you know, and I just don't. I think that
I like this guy. He's really cool.
I think that yeah. Nice. Well, you know, to the audiences out there, you're at Purdue University in the bar scene, so don't be surprised if you see.
Oh, this is our second season.
Oh, good. A radio show and it's second season.
So yeah,
glad you said
we've
that.
Been out here.
In all honesty, you know, there's room for improvement and there's also room for error. You know, I just think that it's very unfair that the media portrays the Bush administration as it's just Bush's fault. I think that you know, as president of any country, you reap the benefits and the other side of
the
story just by being president. So I think there's always room for error, and no matter if they elect Obama or they elect anyone else, McCain rather, I think that the media will, no matter who they support as of now, presently, the media will sure as hell find a way to try to make somebody look like an idiot, no matter who holds a position or not.
Oh, yeah, that's the game.
I think so, you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, how many people can tune in, and it's all popularity, and I mean, today we were at Chumley's at the bar having a beer, and we noticed on the big screens it says Obama's going to be letting his vice president know via text message. Why? Simply because he wants, it's hip, and
it's
in.
It could be you.
Absolutely.
You have a cell phone, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
What if you got the SMS from Obama?
You know what? I'd totally ignore it.
Really?
I'd ignore it like the girl I met last night.
You went LOL or RTL?
I'd go and talk to you later.
Nice.
No, honest to God, it's and anyone who wants to just do the most popular thing at the moment is not the person for us right now. You know, this country was based on historic and tradition, and it's not something that's just based on what's cool, what's right now. You know, the easier thing is not usually the right thing, and I think that we have to look at the morals because this is a very, very trivial time in our country's history, and I think going with our morals and going with the right person is the important thing to do. Done and done.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Vest, your views. Vests.
Done. I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a good Catholic guy, and I very am pro-life.
No, vests.
Oh, vests. Oh, I'm sorry. Vests.
What do you think I said?
No, I just thought you said vent. Like, go.
Oh, give me some. Oh, give me some. Yeah, that was actually the first time.
God, I don't know. I don't know. God almighty. I probably got too many family members listening, and I have no idea.
Oh, no one knows who you are. Don't say your name.
How about you, Vest? What do you think?
Oh, vests?
Yeah.
I like them. You know, it depends on the piece.
Right. Depends on the piece.
I usually just wear t-shirts.
That's it?
Yeah.
Best,
I got a punch in this one.
Vest or no vest?
I usually don't sport the vest. I have a couple. I put them out every now and again. I usually, you know.
You know what? If a president was going for, if he was going for the presidency and he wore a vest, I'd be all
second
for
thoughts.
Him. I'd be all for him. I'm looking for someone unconventional.
There
somebody just ready to take the public and you never seen the Robin Williams movie. He was a genius. The Robin Williams movie where he's a comic and he, what's that, Mr. Whatever?
Yeah.
What is that? You know what?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The movie where he then
it's
runs
hysterical.
For president.
Hysterical. Absolutely.
Like Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, you know? And
or, you know, Pat Paulson?
No, I don't. Pat Paulson.
You don't know Pat Paulson?
No, I don't.
He's a parody candidate from, like, the 60s.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he did, like, he went on TV and he'd, like, say these crazy things and that was hilarious.
Sounds like a man before his time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You think?
Definitely. Go look him up.
I will. Paulson. P-A-U-L.
Pat Paulson. I got a card for the website.
You got a card for him?
No, on the website.
Now, what website is it?
It's the Media Collective.
Is this a live feed or what?
Yeah.
next time, Faze.
Wow, Jesus.
Those are just websites to know.
Write it down, man.
This should be high spelling. It's just like Paulson.
S-T-O-N?
Not Paulson. It's
T-I-N? Oh, Paulson.
Or an E.
Either way.
There's 28 other
second
episodes.
Second season? Wow.
It's
wait,
on here,
and your
it's on here.
Yep.
Your entire TV show is just people.
It's not TV, it's audio.
No,
nah, like
you know what I mean. What I mean is
what
just your entire internet show is just people scatting.
No, it's questions. Like the best question. Like, how do you feel right now?
About vests?
Whatever.
I think that vests. Vests are a necessary evil.
That's I think.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay, next question. How do you feel right now?
What about the election? What about the election? I mean, I hope a Slipper Rock actually get it. I'm voting for him in November, so I hope it comes through. Abel counts.
You?
It don't matter what I care. The government takes control over everything. As you already know what my vote's going to, but it matters what the government's going towards. My opinion don't mean nothing.
Wait, vests. How do you feel about them?
I'll give you guys in 1 second.
What'd you say, vests?
Vests.
Vests. Like bulletproof vests.
Well, whatever. How do you, your views? How do you feel about vests?
What vests are you talking about?
All of them. And then start naming them off. How many are there?
A vest? Like, what are you talking about? There's bulletproof
vests. A dress and a bulletproof.
A dress? Come on, fam. There's all kind of vests.
Oh, no, I mean, well, like, bulletproof vests, I mean, they could be handy if you get shot at.
Kevlar?
A bulletproof vest don't really mean nothing to me, fam, because where I'm from, somebody would get at your head. It don't really matter. Like, they gonna aim face first. They ain't gonna aim for no damn chest. Like, if you look at all the assassinations, where the assassinations go to? They ain't go to no chest. They went straight to the head.
Will you scat from us?
Scat from what?
Scat for us. Skip it a bop, z bop, no.
Scat? Like, you mean freestyle, rap? What are you talking
whatever
about?
Whatever you think scatting is.
Scatting?
In my last show, I asked that, and there's a nice collage of all the people trying to. They give a little scat for the microphone.
Hey, I was in elementary school and scat means the shit.
Is that all it means?
You never heard skip it about do dub bo
bow. Something like that. That's hip hop. That's not scat. That's hip hop.
So what was it when like in the '50s when it was going on? And stuff?
In the '50s, I wasn't born in the '50s. I was born in 85.
So the '50s didn't exist?
The '50s did exist, but it's not something I pretty much grew up on.
Okay.
I grew up in the '80s.
Eighties music.
Gotcha. But actually '90s. '80s I wasn't really listening to music. I was listening to the '90s music. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Twin Cities though.
You, Scat?
I'm from Minneapolis.
I don't, no, man, I don't.
Come on, skip about it.
I'll rap, but I ain't that good.
Why would you not support where you're from?
If you want to rap instead of scat, like,
you got to.
Scatting
you know
is,
I mean?
Is rapping with just noises. And you just choose words, which are just
I'll
noises.
I'll put on my ID to show you. I'm from
now, you vocalize, you know, a rhythm. I would say they're one and the same, so go ahead and just rap. DJ Junction.
All right.
Will you scat for us?
Scat.
Skip it about to be the.
No.
I have a bunch of my.
Are you from the suburbs or are you from?
I'm from South Minneapolis. But you know what I mean, like.
Why are you talking?
No, I don't.
Tomorrow.
My little brother. Tomorrow, right?
Yeah. He's from Minneapolis. If you just go on there, then.
But you know, score.
You'll see other shows.
He got himself into a couple.
Evening. Nice. How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm just like it's a weekend before school starts. We're motivated. We're excited. We're not all drunk, although most of my colleagues are.
Nice. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, man. I'm just looking forward to it, man.
Awesome. Oh, wait, vests. Your views.
Sweater vests are okay. Leather vests are not okay. And polycotton vests should just be all burned. That's my view.
Will you scat for us?
Skibbity rop, doo bop bop, skibbity roo bop, doo bop bop, skip, skip it up. Yeah, right there, some scat. I'm the scat, man!
My awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, nice, good seeing you.
Last one, real quick. Will you scat for us?
Oh, I can't scat at all.
Skibbity bop, zbido bop, bow, boo doo bop bop.
I can't talk. So
make a noise other than a word with your mouth.
Skibbity bop, bop,
toot toot.
Toot toot.
Awesome, right. Thank you. Do you want, here, I have a card for the site if you want
to. All right.
Do you need one as well?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Check out the Media Collective. There's free internet sites on the back. Thank you.
My friends are embarrassing. But all you gotta see is, all you gotta know is, you can see why rogue countries want a regime change so easily. No matter who it is,
true,
as long as they speak change, everybody's for them. That's what we're hearing right now, and everybody jumps all over it.
Well, it's party politics.
But it's not necessarily a good thing. Well, yeah, it is party politics, but still.
But this is a real, yeah, the last election, you didn't have this fervor.
You're right.
Like,
it's nice
this
to
is
have
intense.
It, at least. It's nice
like,
to have
I,
it.
This is a show I did last year. I didn't, the cooking question. Okay. Wow, that's opened
hey,
it up
it,
tonight.
Oh, God.
But you can see why Rogue Nation, you see why Rogue Nations want a regime change so easily. I mean, there are horrible situations. We're in a pretty good situation, and we still want change. So people jump all over change, and they don't really care what it is as long as it's different.
Agreed. Just as long as they're saying change.
Public,
well, it's like Jim Jab's video.
It might be bad or worse. That's what happens in most countries. They jump all over this new politician, new president, this new
people
leader.
People want change because it's popular. People want change because it's popular.
Well, yeah.
Know your fucking politics, and then vote.
Vote where your politics are.
Yeah, exactly.
And so wait, there's a good question.
And you gotta agree that none of
would you vote for anyone running right now?
Well, I'm going to vote for my best thing, but even though, like you said, it doesn't fucking matter. We're in Indiana. We're
I'd vote for John McCain. Experience.
But not anybody.
We don't have to say why. I mean, just.
No, I'd vote for Barack
I'm
Obama.
Going to vote,
a great speaker.
But, I mean, it'd be nice to have someone else to vote for, but it's not a possibility. Right now, so. Hopefully in the future, will be.
Barack Obama can
good luck with that. Hey, good. We'll see you around, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. No. Don't worry about it.
Some of the craziness that happened.
It's okay.
Are we going to be able to hear that?
Yeah. Here, it's on a website.
We could Google it.
The Media Collective. And then those are free media sites on the back. Do you need one as well?
Yeah, for sure.
I hope we hear ourselves.
Yeah, no, you will. So I got to edit this show, and then it'll go up.
Nice.
And so basically, I just cut out the.
You're gonna be back
the
out of here?
Oh, yeah, every Friday before
we'll go
a game.
On and on with this
right,
shit.
Awesome.
Nice meeting you.
All right, good seeing you. Yeah, just same. Thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. Have a good one. See ya.
Hey, that was.
Wow, I mean, really, this is opening, this season is exploding. I'm like scared.
That's a big opener question.
I know, you get him going. Oh man. Alright, nice. Well, how do you feel right now then?
I feel pretty drunk. You know, I've been drinking since 5 o'clock this morning.
Damn.
When I woke up.
Okay, well that would obviously help you with this question. Vests, your views.
Vests?
In general. Vests in general. How do you? I say vest. You say.
I say gay guy.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
All vests?
Yeah, pretty much.
Even plaid?
Oh fuck yeah.
What about on a tuxedo?
Okay, on tuxedo it's a little different. It's expected.
Cummerbunds?
Oh no.
You would never?
No.
Not even in tux?
No.
All right. Seat. Scat. Skip it about, but do bow, but down. Thanks again, guys. Skip it about,
thanks, man.
You're the same. Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You good.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Hey, the Twins are going to win.
Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks.
All right. Wait a bit.
All right. So will you scat?
No. Sorry. I'm from the middle of nowhere, dude.
You can't. Just make a noise with your mouth, then. You did it!
I'm out.
Pick it up. Scoop it up.
All
right, thanks. What do you feel?
Fear that I'm going to fall off the wall.
Like the guy did before.
I fell off?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
into the bushes.
I don't want that to happen.
Is that why you're sitting so close to the edge?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Next question's internet radio show?
No,
okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Sassy.
Yeah.
Sassy girls.
Crazy place.
They're sassy girls. You got a nice concert venue over there, right? Country music? I don't know.
East Country Junction?
Is that it?
They have an advertisement on the internet.
Do they?
Look them up.
I hear they're doing well for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what else you got?
All right, last one.
Yeah.
Will you scat for us? Scat.
You really want me to scat?
You were kind of just doing it.
Start me off with a little bit.
I'm a percussionist, so I might know a little bit. Diddly dot dot bop, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, skit-scat, diddly dot bop, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, diddly dot bop, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, diddly dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot,
dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot,
dot
dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot
dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot dot, dot.
What?
Trey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, I got hair!
Hey, that's
Trey! Got a beard! I got hair and a beard!
Yep.
Yeah, Obama! He doesn't have a beard!
Dude, Obama is retarded.
Okay.
Did you know that John McCain has 40 times as much money as Barack Obama?
It does not matter who I vote for in Indiana, because McCain will win.
The Electoral College will elect John McCain because...
John McCain will win!
Barack Obama has a fucking vagina, and he wants to pull us out of Iraq, so we all get fucking killed by the terrorists.
Excuse me, he would not want to pull us out of Iraq. He wants to move our troops to Afghanistan.
What's up with that?
And every liberal has a like fucking vagina.
He would like to take our troops out of Iraq, and not he would. He doesn't want to take them. Bro. He wants to divert them to Afghanistan. I know a fucking girl who's worked on Obama's campaign in Chicago, top of that campaign, for 2 fucking years. And I swear to God, she knows what she's talking about. She is very smart, and she knows what she's talking about. And my friends, they donate money to fucking Obama's campaign, but I swear to God, that dude does not know what he is talking about.
Shut up! One more sentence.
He's a smart man, but I promise you, McCain will take us out of this, and he will take us into the future.
John McCain,
you want change? You want change? Obama talks about change. McCain will bring change, and he will work us right in the future. 4 years, 8 years, we will win this war.
John fucking McCain.
Excellent, thank you.
Johnny McCain.
Have a good night. No, I'm sorry. You want to ask some questions, Internet Radio Show? You want to ask some questions, Internet Radio Show?
I don't know what you're talking about. You heard
of us. Sure, what's up with that? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I got you.
A show not hosted by Ryan Hill?
Not hosted.
Not hosted by him.
Who's hosted by?
Me.
Ryan Hill?
No way.
Ryan Hill.
Not hosted by Ryan
Hill. Not hosted by Ryan Hill.
But it's hosted by Ryan Hill.
No. It is, in a way. Like, it's different.
All right, not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Not hosted.
Not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Amen.
All right, gotcha. I got you.